Hello, and welcome to the commentary for Lesson 289, Proverbs Chapter 7. So, this is really pounding the lesson home about immoral women. So, because Proverbs has covered this topic so extensively, you have to assume that this is a vitally important issue, and likely the devil's easy temptation for men. Not just back then, but even today, some things never change, right? Especially young men, you know, they've not really lived long enough to get experience and wisdom, and they're full of hormones. So it's they're easy pickings, right? So just to drive the point home, Solomon tells a story and gives a specific example of a young man. He says in verse 7, I saw some naive young men, and one in particular who lacked common sense. He was crossing the street near the house of an immoral woman. So all that was required for this trouble to occur and destroy this man's life was he was young and dumb, full of hormones, and all he did was be in the wrong place at the wrong time, right? He got approached by an immoral woman, and he was toast. So she seduced him, verse 21 says, with her pretty speech and enticed him with her flattery. She knew how to get at him. Immoral women generally do know how to get literally under a guy's skin. And then the warning is that, you know, verse 25, don't let your hearts stray away toward her. Don't wander down her wayward path. Her house is the road to the grave. Her bedroom is the den of death. So again, this is a very serious warning to young men, but all men, obviously. But I think younger men are especially susceptible to this sort of temptation. And it is one of the devil's tools. You know, he knows our weaknesses. I would suggest, from things that I've experienced, is he knows your not just general weaknesses of young men, but he knows your personal weaknesses. And you give him an open door, and you can bet that he will take it, and he will tempt you, he will lie to you, and he will distort the truth. So we need to be aware of his trickeries and watch out for them. So what can a young man do to avoid this? Well, today I think young men just need to be aware of the devil's toolbox and how he can tempt, and stay away from trouble as well as you can. When you have some discernment, and young men need to be careful to gain that as much as they can. It doesn't come naturally. It's something they have to seek, and hopefully they don't learn it the hard way through trial and error, but can take the advice of the older generations who have been through this. That's why Solomon writes this Proverbs, to give warning. So young men should definitely heed this warning and know what to look for and to avoid trouble, to avoid the situation where they can even be approached for trouble, honestly. So really, I think that's loud and clear on that one. Not much else to say about that. And we will begin with Proverbs 8 tomorrow. And that is longer. That's why I stopped and only did one today. So, and it was two different ideas. So that's it for today. I hope you all have a great day. I know this is a quick lesson, but I will talk to you soon.